Praise the Lord. I think we finally gotten to the point of time where we recognize that that is, without Him there is no love. Because not only did we have, we've lost kindness and things, now they've changed what love even means, and it doesn't need, there is no love if it wasn't for what Jesus did, for His example that's come to us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank God for His house. I thank a place. Thankful to have a place of refuge. That's the word I'm looking for. I don't know. I'm going to have to make you all sit towards the middle because you get quiet. You act like you're all out there on your own or something. Somebody might hear me say amen. Might realize I don't say it just the right way. Well, it's fine. We're getting a little bit of a complex with our singing around here, I'll tell you that. Some of y'all might pretend like you ain't, but hope you overcome it and go ahead and just sing with all your heart instead of worrying about somebody else hearing. Amen. Just go ahead and get that out of the church now. Nobody's here to listen at you anyways. If they are, they're carnal, because we didn't come here to do that. We came here to worship the Lord. Amen. I'll give my shout of praise. That sounded like a whimper of praise. Just ready to have some church tonight, I guess. Yeah. All right. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 and verse 11. Amen, Rose the baby. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers of the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. We're still talking about the mysteries of the kingdom. Tonight, I like to take for a text the new man that always was. The new man that always was. Amen. Let's bow our heads before Him tonight. As I know you believe He's here, you have a need on your heart, you just want to lift. Raise and say, Lord, I got enough faith to raise it. But Lord, I need, You're the only one who can actually do it. But I believe You tonight. Let's pray with all our hearts. Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for the gathering of the saints. Thank You, Lord, for being here amongst us already. You promised it, Lord, if two or three would gather, Lord, You'd be here, and You fulfilled it once again. Lord, may our eyes be open to know that this could be one of the few times we have left on earth to do this, Lord. It could come and shut the doors and make us run pillar to post, but Lord, let us redeem tonight. We're thankful, Lord, for a place to come. We're thankful for the word that You've given us, Lord. And may we take our attention and give it fully to You, Lord, and say, Father, speak to me. Help me to be a real Christian. And show me where I've erred and how I can make it right and how I can make Your kingdom grow, Lord, wherever I am. Be with us tonight. Hear every heart's cry, I pray, Lord. You that knows the cry of the heart even more than we know it ourselves, I pray You'll come. And You'll give to each one as You will tonight. Commit the service to Your hands, Lord. Preach to us Your word. Feed us manna from heaven, Lord, and just be glorified in everything done or said. We ask You to be so In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. I've been enjoying these mysteries we've been going through here, through the Bible and the Word that God has given us in this day. You know, without it, we'd still be shooting darts in the dark, as they say, you know, just guessing as much as anybody else. I've already had to listen to, I don't know, usually in my truck I'll listen to that station in Lima there. I wish I remember what, WTGN, I think it's what it's called. And, you know, they'll have a preacher on there every once in a while. And not to be critical or anything, but so many times I've watched them just not get it. They just don't get it. They're trying to preach something, and then when they're done, you're like, you missed the whole point of what you're even trying to talk about. Man, it sounded good. It was, you know, they call it apologetics, but I think they start calling it apologies because all they do is make a bunch of apologies. Well, this might offend you, but we're going to go back it up with some kind of history or some fossil we found or whatever, and we're going to excuse you for believing what we do, and don't get mad at us if you're an atheist and things like that. If you're preaching in a way that nobody's getting offended, you're doing something wrong. Because if you're really a white bird, after a while the blackbirds get kind of tired of looking at you. And they get tired of you saying, look, I don't know what to tell you guys. I know you like that carcass, but I just can't eat it. I tried it before, and it didn't do me no good. So you can go drink all you want. You can go do all your partying and all. You can go have a good time. I'm telling you right now, it's just going to do one thing to me, and that's make me throw up. So I ain't going out of there no more.
Hallelujah.
And we think that, you know, and Christians, be careful. The world's taught us now. If you make people mad, you're wrong. You're a big meanie. And Jesus would love them people. Oh, he did. And he told some people, you're of your father the devil, and his word shall do. They came to John the Baptist one time and halfway believing he was really a prophet. And they said, Master, what do you tell us to do? You know, those publicans, what should we do? He said, do your job. Go look at it. Don't cheat. Don't steal people's money. Just do what you're told to do. And that's it. Well, come on, John. I thought you were a prophet of the age. That's all the better you got to tell me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, you police officers, what about you? Don't steal, man. You got an extra coat? Give it to somebody else. Help someone out.
Amen.
Share. Isn't that right? Look at these deep mysteries coming forth. And then when you finally do get to the deep things, the theologians don't have no clue what they're talking about anyway. They don't know where you're coming from. They're trying to put it together, and they got the picture so mixed up, you got a cow and a tree eating grass. That's right. Amen. You know, it's a shame, it's sad, and it didn't have to be this way, but man has taken what voice God used to give to them, and they've called it everything but the voice of God. And as long, whatever you ascribe it to, that's the benefit you'll get out of it. That's right. If you go ahead and lump up Jesus with everybody else, you might as well just believe any religion. There's something that separated them. It's because we believe he told the truth.
Amen.
And we believe what he said was the truth, and he wasn't a pushover, as everybody thinks he was. The only reason he allowed them to crucify him in the first place was for you and I. He proved he had the power. He didn't have to. They came looking for him. He'd been prayed up all night. Praise the Lord. God help us. Man, we prayed for our trials. We could pass some of them. Amen. Here's the Son of God had to pray through to pass his. I think we might need to pray through sometimes as well. Instead of boo-hoo, boo-hoo, God, why did I go through this? Why is it so hard to overcome? Going through the same trial 26 times in a row. How about you pray through this time before you get there?
Yep.
Woo. Glory to God. Man, we ought to quit whining and start praying.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Jesus wrestled it out in prayer, that's right. He even tried to get some people to pray with him. They got too tired on him. And God got desperate and said, fine, I'll send an angel down. He'll strengthen you a little bit, Jesus. That's the truth. Go read the Bible. That's what it said. But he got there, and then they came to betray him. And he walked right up in their face, not a bit afraid. And that's right. He had already overcome that. He had his night of fear, and he overcame. That's where you need to get to, because then the trial can be as hard as it wants to. It doesn't matter. You've got a revelation, and the devil can't do anything about it.
Amen.
He said, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus. He said, I'm he. poof, they hit the ground. Go read it. They fell right out on the ground. Why? He was showing, I am the Word. And the Word ain't just a book that you can do whatever you want to, tear it up, burn it up, everything else. If that's all it was, man, Christianity's mighty shaky. But the Word is God.
Amen.
The Word is who God is. We've lost that in this age. You know, people, because so many people lie. Now we just throw away a word. It doesn't matter that you lie. It doesn't mean anything. Not knowing that you are identified with your own Word. Because God made us after His image, and He is His Word. You can't get away from it. If whatever comes out of your mouth is going to reflect what you are.
Amen.
Amen. Careful little eyes what you see. Amen. Careful little tongue what you say. Or you got it now. Come on. He had the power to kill. He said, you know, they tried to, they began to take him, and Peter got all religious, you know, pulled out his sword and cut off someone's ear. You know, I'm really doing something for the kingdom, Jesus. Here we go. Didn't you see me, Pastor? I paid my tithes this week. I'm doing something for the kingdom. That's just a requirement, man. And why you tell me? You just lost your reward.
That's right.
Supposed to do that in secret for the Lord. That's right. Amen. He said, what are you doing? Don't you know I could call legions of angels and change this whole scene? He says, but then how would the scriptures be fulfilled? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was no pushover. Jesus was who He said He was.
Amen.
Everything that was prophesied of Jesus Christ is who He was.
Amen.
And He didn't fail that bit. Even to the place where, look, this is where we get to our definition of new now. See, new to us means that it just came to be. It's here now, you know. And after a scribed period of time, all of a sudden we call it old. And why is that? It's because in our current condition, everything is perishing.
Right.
Everything is breaking. Everything loses value as time goes on.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter what it is. Just think of a world where things didn't break. We wouldn't have a word new. It wouldn't mean anything.
Right.
It would just mean there it is. You know, there. And if, let's say that clock kept working all the time and never got broke at all, never got no slower, never lost time, never need new batteries, why would we have an old clock? What does old mean? Amen. But see, our perception of new is it's the furthest in time, or it's the closest in time to where we are now.
Right.
And this really messed up with the Pharisees, because they had read the scriptures where David said in the Spirit to the Lord that was coming, He called Him the Lord. And the same thing, turn around and say, but He's going to be my son. So I'm telling you that He's my originator, but I'm the one that's going to produce Him. So, man, what are you, Jesus? And, you know, like, where are you coming from? Where are you going?
Right.
And Jesus asked the question. He said, how can David call Him Lord if He's His son?
Right.
And you know what? With their carnal mind, just here of just the word new, just of new and old and everything, they had no answer because it didn't make sense. How could this being, whoever this Lord is, how could He be David's creator, yet David's son?
Uh-huh.
You have what's called circular reasoning.
Right.
You need this man, whoever he is, the Messiah, to produce David, but you need a David to produce the Messiah. But in order to have this Messiah, you need a David. In order to have David, and we call that circular reasoning, and you know what it means? It don't work.
Right.
It means you're missing something somewhere.
Right.
Amen. God never intended man to perceive Him the way that man does. Man sees God as either old or new. As either way long time ago when God did things. And we chuckle. Why? Because that's how all your Christian friends believe God. Yes, he was able to open up the Red Sea, but He can't open up the littlest, you know, $10 in my account to drive to church today. You know, he just can't do that. But I mean, we barely could open the pews up, and that was more a miracle than the Red Sea. Or it's some new thing, or it's something that we don't even need the Bible no more. Now we got the revelation. Ooh, you got quiet. You know why? Because if you deviate from the Word, you're into this new stuff. And it's disastrous. You'll train wreck every time. You look at these new movements, these charismatics and big nominal churches, these huge mega churches. What are those doing for the kingdom? How does that reflect anything Jesus told the church to do?
Amen.
He said, if you have two coats, give one.
Amen.
Come on now. He said, you got a few swords. Well, we don't even need all those. What are you talking about? You know, you had two, or he said, what did you send us out with? Nothing. That's what they said. And they said, well, now you need a little bit. But he never said you need a football stadium to have a service.
That's right.
Now that Brother Kent was talking to me about it, they got to have kids go somewhere like that? That's what it was. And they had to have a big screen. I said, well, yeah, you can't even tell what's going on down there. You're 3 miles away. You need a big, what do they call them things, jumbotrons, you know, just to even see what's going on down there. And then you got preachers saying that yourself is you want to go to a small church because then your kids won't have enough buddies to really be Christians. A lot of people believe that stuff. I've watched people in the message, and that's fine. If you feel led, do what you want to. But they go to a specific church just so they had more young people to be there for their kids. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It's going to flop every time. Because, honestly, that's kind of scary sometimes. If all you're trying to do is get friendship, you came to the wrong religion. Peter was told, when he wasn't even had the Holy Ghost but was serving the Lord, he said, we've left fathers, mothers, lands, all these things. We've given it all up for you.
Amen.
And he was kind of proud of it.
Sure was.
Uh-huh. Now I had to give, I really liked playing my games on Wednesday. I got to go to church. Man, that's when we played bingo, it was on Sunday.
It was.
I got to give that up. Come on, man. People act like it's deal or no deal.
Yeah.
They don't realize that the soul's in the balance. That's right. Church, if that's all church is, then we're just most miserable, wasting our time. Might as well just go home and play bingo. That's right. But there's something different about the true church living God. It don't need big jumbo boards and billions of peoples and all this stuff to get something done. We need the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is God himself, and he's the only one who does anything right in the first place. Did you move my pulpit back? Man, it sure feels for... I'm going to have to move it up about 3 inches, Bruce. I just don't like where it's at right now. God wanted man to know who he was. God designed man. That's why in the garden, look, there was perfect fellowship. God had made man to fellowship with him. And he came down every day. He talked to him. There was no guessing who God was. They knew him. They knew what he liked. They knew what they could do. And they knew what they weren't supposed to do.
Sure.
It was paradise. Yes, it was. And God intended it to be that way. But then sin came in. Then the knowledge of good and evil. Look, I like a world without any evil. I really do. That's the whole reason I'm wanting to get out of here.
Amen.
People are like, well, yeah, we had to learn from evil. I understand that. And God used that. God uses the devil. Yes, he did. The devil didn't pull one on God. He didn't get a victory over Jehovah. Come on now. No, God knew exactly, and he used him for his own purpose. You say, that's awful mean. No, he's awful good God. That's right. He's really good at being God. He knows how to be in charge. That's right. He knows how to get things done. That's right. Amen. And this, I'm kind of going different directions here, but God wanted to be tangible. God wanted us to feel after him. God wanted us to experience who he was. And that's really our whole existence. And God didn't want to be just a spirit towards us. He wanted us to handle him. He wanted us to go with him and walk. Look, it said the voice came in the cool of the evening and they looked at him. Okay, so the voice, that's what I'm saying, the word ain't just a noise now. What were they looking at if it was just the audible voice? The voice was the being of God. And he was there. He came in the cool of the evening. Look, they saw him coming. And they hid. You think he was just shouting the whole time or something? Just some boy started shouting and they tried to hide from a random voice out of the sky? No, a being came. God is not the wind. God is not, He's omnipresent because he's God. He's not limited by time and space in any way, shape, or form, but he's still a being. And he's so humble, you go right over the top of him. Yes, you can. People do it every day. John talked about this now in 1 John 1. Hallelujah. I got a few scriptures I like to go to tonight. I don't think I'm going to keep you too long. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Glory to God. Brother Andrew finally got to 45-minute revelation. There's truth to that. I ain't just poking fun now. Amen. 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare unto you, that that ye also may have fellowship with us. Now, not us like a denomination. Look what he says now. And truly our fellowship that we're trying to get you to is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you that your joy may be full. Turn to Hebrews now for a minute. Hebrews 1. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us, unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the expressed image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. So I just want to stop there for a minute. John, when he identifies who Jesus Christ is, he says, this is the word of life. This is eternal life that has come. And we have seen it with our eyes, we've heard it with our ears, and our hands have handled this eternal life. This eternal life, now that we've handled, I'm telling you, I'm showing it to you now. But where's Jesus? What happened to this new man? Where'd he go? Sounds like he's old again. And then God, as we understand right here in Hebrews, people, I want to hear from God. I want to hear from God. We'll hear from the way God said He would. God in times past spake unto the fathers by the prophets. So for you to say, well, I didn't hear from God, and you heard Noah preach, you're a liar. And Jesus went down to those regions to tell them they were. That's right. He said, it wasn't Noah you turned down in the flood. That was me. Said Samuel the same thing. He said, they ain't turning you down, Samuel. Quit getting all upset.
Right.
That's right. They're turning me down.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, this life that we've seen, that we've handled, and then Paul picked it up here in Hebrews. He says, this is the image of the God we never could see. Now we know what He's like.
Yes.
Now we don't have to guess. Amen. There's no figuring it out. Who God is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I just had to suffer through it. I had one of them, you know, videos suggested for you somewhere. And it was searching God and Natural Geographic. I knew, what am I doing clicking this? So I click it and you go through all, oh, God is some fiction story. God is a thought. God is this, blah, blah, blah. And you know, they all avoid the right answer. It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're too afraid to say it. Everybody say God, God, God. Why? Because they serve all kinds of gods.
Yeah.
But there's only one Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And they don't want nothing to do with Him. I've seen people that have no reason to hate Christianity. They've never even been nothing about it, never tied to it in any way. The only people they've ever met are some of the nicest folk they know. But they hate Jesus Christ. They hate Christianity. You know why? Because no matter how you slice it, if you ain't serving the Lord, you serving the devil.
Yeah.
And the devil don't care if you serve Buddha. The devil don't care if you serve church. The devil cares. When you recognize the real voice of God.
Yeah.
When you recognize that voice has a name.
Right.
And that voice is the one that makes the devil tremble.
Hallelujah.
That voice is the one the devil knows. I can trick any other voice. I can lie, cheat, and steal my way at every other voice. But that one, I don't got a chance. I don't got a chance. And it's not all way out here somewhere. I even believe when the prophets heard from God, it was not like any movies told us. Moses. I don't believe it.
No way.
It was a sight that if Moses wasn't careful, he'd have passed it up. Because remember, it says he took enough time to think. Why? Wait a minute. I'm not just looking. There's something about that. That bush is burning. And I've seen bushes burn before. And that one's not getting black. And he could have been like most people. Well, guess God didn't hear my prayer. Or I'll tell you what this is about as big as most people's phones these days, though. That's awful. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, see you later, okay. That was a good service. Oh, glory.
Amen.
I'm still on page one, so you know this is all fresh. I'll tell you that. Amen. But Jeremiah, and just let me quote now. I don't want you. He said, it's Jeremiah 23. He said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I had not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in the secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. Amen. That's right. Listen now, he that is in you, 1963. Now, but he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. God in you, like he was in Jesus Christ. Because what all God was, he poured into Christ. And all Christ was, he poured into the church. See, that's God in you, he that's in you. And I'll get to that in a minute. No wonder winds and waves obeyed him. Obeyed his words, because it was God's word through him. He was a man, and he was the Word made flesh, see? And when he spoke, it was God speaking through human lips, see? No wonder the winds and the waves, the very Creator that created the winds and the waves was in him. Now think of it. Think deep now before I come this moment of closing. No wonder demons paralyzed at his word. It was God in him. It was God in Christ. The demons was paralyzed. No wonder the dead that was turning back to the dust could not lay there at his word, for he was the Word.
Amen.
Before you start running off on a Trinitarian thought about this, listen to the first seal. And Christ is the revelation of God. He come to reveal God because he and God were the same. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And otherwise, you'd never know just what God was until he revealed himself through Christ. Then you can see. I used to think years ago, and I'm convinced many people still believe this. They won't say they're Trinitarians. They won't say there's two gods. But they sure act like there's two different people, and one of them hates their guts, and one of them loves them. That's right. And Brother Bram used to think the same thing. Here's what he said. I used to think years ago that maybe God was angry with me, but Christ loved me. Come to find out, it's the same person. See? And Christ is the very heart of God. So look, God is still... Look, there's plenty of things, and it's really hard for our minds to wrap this around, but God can... He has allowed things to make him do things he necessarily wouldn't be his perfect will. Don't ask me why. Why does God even have a permissive will? He's sovereign. He can choose what he wants to. He even said the world. He said it's not his will that any should perish. But why are people perishing then? People don't recognize God, how much power God invested in the human heart. That you can even take, you could even, from your own will, get your own result contrary to God's will. That's a mighty big statement. But why would anybody perish if it ain't God's will? And yet every day, droves find their way to the region of the lost. With every sin covered under the blood, every atonement was made for them, or else Jesus failed.
Right.
That's your other conclusion, which I don't believe that for nothing. I believe the blood was good enough. I believe it's still good enough today. That's why I don't need another blood, because the blood never got old.
Amen.
See, we got to get past, like I said, new, old, and things like we think down here. No, this is new because it's eternal. And something that's eternal stays new. It never gets unnew. It always is new. It never loses its qualities. It never decreases in power or decreases in its newness. It's perfect. Excuse me. Ooh, mercy. And to think, everyone in the world, look, they didn't have people on there that were fighting them. As I showed you that little clip from National Geographic, they all were more than happy to answer the question.
Sure.
The point is, why ain't nobody fighting them then? It's because they don't do it the way God said to do it. They want to tell God the way He ought to speak.
Right.
But they don't want you telling them how to speak.
Right.
And they're sure going to shut your mouth up if you say something they don't like.
That's right.
That's right. And they'll pass a law if they have to. My goodness, that Dad and me were at the Y, and some people wrote in chalk about Trump in his school, and they all got boo-hoo and feelings hurt, and we're scared. Oh, no. What are we come to? I said, yes, of all things, chalk. The great permanent feature of how you can write something. Chalk. That no matter how hard you try, if it rained one day, the message is over. And you're afraid. See how the devil's done? Look, they're insane. And then they give their trust to people that just lead them right to the slaughter every chance they get.
Sure.
Praise the Lord. Tell you what, Muslims come in here and shoot us all up, and they say, poor Muslims. If we just would have gave them free citizenship and a free house, they probably wouldn't have shot everybody. Or if the Christians weren't such big meanies. It's ridiculous, brother, sister. Where is all this? Praise the Lord. Now, if we go back to Ephesians where we started out here, he said, in times past you were Gentiles in your flesh, and you were long gone and far away. And Paul in Ephesians, and many of the epistles, he's trying to show them why God invested into the Jews. Why was that the only nation that knew about him? Yeah. You ever thought about that for a minute? Yeah. It's the smallest one in the world. Why did God reveal himself there? Why did God keep his history there? Because God does what he wants to. That's right. Amen. But God had those select people, and they looked mighty special. And now here's God turning his back on them from what they can understand and turning to Gentiles and things. And it's just a big question mark on every side. Nobody seems to know what's going on except for those who had the revelation of their day. And Paul was the man, we understand, he was the messenger of the first age who really could go in there and show all the way from Genesis till that time what God had been doing all this time. And you say, well, that ain't really, why could a man say that? You show me when a man didn't say it.
Right.
Amen. That's right. He said, in times past, God spake to the fathers by the prophets. Now he speaks by his son. Then Paul, why are you writing? I thought he's supposed to speak by Jesus. He was speaking by Jesus, because the same Jesus that had filled, the same God that had filled Jesus Christ had filled Paul.
Amen.
And that sent him to go preach the same word. Amen. And when he went, he preached, and he said, look, the Jews, you were the elect. You were partakers of the adoption and all these promises and things. But God knew you would turn it down. And we could preach a whole sermon on the blindness of the Jews and why that had to happen and all those things. But God took that group, as you read there, he said, that were close. And then he went and got that group that was way far off.
Amen.
And there was a wall in the way in any direction, really, because even the Jews that trusted in the law found out, as Paul did, the law actually condemned me.
Uh-huh.
As I tried to be perfect, I found at the end of the day, I'm still not worthy.
Right.
And then the law, we know the Gentiles, done condemned a long time ago from the law.
Sure.
They couldn't even get to first base.
Right.
But then Christ came, and the law met its match. It met the one that wrote the law.
Yep. Amen.
Glory to God. And if you write the law, you can do it as you please.
Right.
So what did he do? He didn't have to change it. He fulfilled it.
Right.
He took it upon himself and he died for every transgression that would ever come from the law.
Amen.
And that included Jews and Gentiles. Why? Because he was building a new body. And then we began to realize as God has sent his prophet and God was making a masterpiece and he'd been starting all the way since the beginning of time.
Amen.
Building this new man. And to us, it looks new. Why? Because it was done in time. And in every age, he would add more to it. He would add more to it. He would give more revelation of it. And he would chip off other things that weren't part of it. All the way down till now. He's getting really close, anyhow, to presenting this new man. Now, the new man isn't new as what we think. This man always was. Just like when you get quotes, people get all worked up about. But Brother Branham said that Melchizedek had no father or mother. But Jesus did. And then there you are, your two-ness again. Melchizedek ain't Jesus, can't you tell? No, I can't. It sure looks awful the same to me, brother. Unless you got some other high priest that's interceding for us, because last I checked, Melchizedek was the high priest that stood for the children of God. I don't remember there being two vacancies at that job.
Right.
Or at least the word high doesn't mean anything anymore.
That's right.
But that's right. But the Melchizedek priesthood, as we understand, was eternal.
Amen.
Oh, glory. That's why when Jesus came, he was made like unto that, because all he was the physical expression of the same man that had always interceded for mankind.
Hallelujah.
For the same man who before the world began.
Amen.
Made a propitiation for sins.
Yes.
He said since the foundation of the world, when sin could even be introduced, there was an atonement waiting on it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
So what's been happening through all these ages? God has been revealing Jesus Christ in every age. All the way down. What is he doing? He's building up the new man. Which is really what? The original man. Amen. What makes him new is he's eternal. He's got lasting qualities. And he's made in the image of God himself. Oh my. And God, as we've, you know, as many too, we got too selfish of a mind is what it is. God is so unselfish. He wants everyone to see this.
Yeah.
But they don't like the way he does it. They don't like the way he says it. It isn't their mold. It isn't their fix. It isn't this. So instead of worrying about what God has to say about it, we'll just say there ain't no God. And if he is God, well, he ain't, you know, ain't got to worry about him because he ain't doing nothing anyways. Woo, glory. And you know what, brother, sister? Before you get on some high horse, just to let you know, you're the same boat they were. We are the privileged people that God has shined down to open up his word and show us. Here I am. And if you look close enough, you'll be like John. Wait a minute. That's me. That's me over there. We are benefactors of this revelation. If you think you have a revelation in the message hour and it bogs you down, and it just wears you out, you still got God up here hating you, and Christ somewhere over there loving for you. You need to say, Lord, bring it back into focus.
Amen.
That's the same person. My judge became my attorney.
Amen.
The one that could condemn me stepped down and said, I'm going to stand for you.
Amen.
But I don't deserve this. Didn't ask for your opinion. Now let's pull this out of the Word real quick. Romans 9. Praise the Lord tonight. Actually, I got a few scriptures, so stay with me. I want to go to all of them. Romans 9. And let's go to 21. Thank the Lord. Romans 9:21. Hath not the potter power over the clay? The same up to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much longsuffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us.
Yes.
Can you say amen tonight?
Amen.
Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Colossians 1. Find out who this new man really is. Colossians 1. Remember where I want to start at. 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And just to clarify that one more here, Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. We'll go down to verse 11. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. So I just want to stop right there. Look, the ministry is sent so that you would have the proper knowledge of the Son of God. Now, why do we need the proper knowledge of the Son of God? It's because who is the new man if you don't recognize that the Son of God is God made flesh?
Amen.
And that same God that was made flesh was not the end of the mystery, but merely the beginning.
Amen.
It was the first man to come who had the credentials from God.
Amen.
That he had the true Holy Ghost. He was the Word anointed afresh without sin in the way.
Amen.
And that same man became our propitiation so we could live the same life he did.
Amen.
And that was the great mystery that God has unfolded to us, was to do what to us? It ought to excite you because it's the riches, it's the glory, it's you're his. You're a part of this. You need to know who the Son of God is, or you'll never know who you are. Because you are him. He is you. It's all the same being. It's the same man being built up again. Amen. And I should have finished before I went on too much, but right here, just finish this now. To unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is to every believer now. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him.
Yes.
Who? The Son of God.
Yes.
Into him.
Yes.
In all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working and the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The body of Christ, the body of God, was Jesus Christ. In that body of Jesus Christ was the complete revelation of God. It was all in one man. It was all bottled up. That's for Colossians. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily was in him. But a complete man isn't complete without a wife. Hallelujah. Because he looked down and he made his great creation, God did. But the whole time in his mind, he knew what he was trying to express. And he saw Adam. And he called it very good, and all this was great, this is good, very awesome. He said, but this is not good. That man dwells alone. Because God's image wasn't perfect yet. He wasn't complete. That man was incomplete even with his wife in him. Even though all the potentials were there, it was still incomplete until God took his hands and took that rib out and formed a woman that he could spend eternity with.
Amen.
That's what changed the scene. And I pray that we'll recognize that God has done the same. All he was doing in Adam was foreshadowing himself. So he made himself a body. He proclaimed, "This is my new creation."
Amen.
Which is really just what I wanted the whole time. But man messed it up, and I'm bringing it back to where it ought to be. And he sent himself a body.
Amen.
And he indwelled it, as we understand, at River Jordan. He filled it. He said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased."
Yeah.
I'm bringing the world back to myself. Why? Because my bride is stuck out in that world.
Amen.
I got to get her out.
Amen.
Amen. So he took all of her inside of himself and said, "We're dying together today." Why? Because the judgment's gone forth. This is truth. The judgment, we had to die for our sins. God is not unjust. People think that he gave you a free card. He didn't. The only thing he did is not ask you about it. The only thing he did, didn't argue with you. He didn't fuss with you. He just went ahead and did it. And before we express, we already died in him. That's right. Before we express, we already paid for it. And for express, we already done rose.
Amen.
That's right. We already done bypassed all that.
Yes.
Now we get to go right where he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians. I gotta read this one. 5. I'll be wrapping this up soon. 2 Corinthians 5. Praise the Lord. Second Corinthians 5:16. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. That if any creature be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, a lot of people think that means that I wasn't a Christian before. I didn't have anything in me. That wasn't good. Everything I was in this world had to die. Everything in this world's old. That's right. Everything's falling apart. And even the Bible says the old world, the antediluvian world, was destroyed. That world's gone. Excuse me. But God, look, read the next verse. "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself." And the only way to reconcile something back was mean that it was there before. So if all things are becoming new and you're part of the stuff that's perishing, how can God reconcile you back? It proves that you were already there before. And you were already new. You were already perfect. You were already eternal with God before there was a world. Though you came and had to suffer because of mankind, because of our stupidity, don't worry. If you were Adam and Eve, you'd have done the same thing. So quit getting, get off your high horse again. You'd have done it too. But because of our frailty, because God's great plan, really, he wanted to express his love to us. He wanted us to know that he is not just a God afar off, but he knows what you've gone through.
Amen.
He's felt pain. He's felt anguish. He's felt loneliness, and he's overcome by the word.
Amen.
And he's brought the same word to us. He said, "You're the same thing as me. Grow up into me." How can I grow up into him? Because I was always there.
Amen.
To wit, that God, or saying, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Our fellowship truly is great, and it's with the Father.
Amen.
To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Because had he, he'd have destroyed all of us.
Yeah.
That's right. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. That's why it was such a big point he was trying to make a little bit before that. Excuse me, mercy, goodness. I mean, something going on up here, but that's all right. Something going on up here, way better. So, amen. That, you know, I don't want to say this. He said, you know, we received the ministry of reconciliation back to God as ambassador. He says, because we don't know anybody after the flesh now.
Right.
Why? Because we don't even know Christ after the flesh now. But we still have the same word of reconciliation that Christ did. So he's trying to present it. Look, you have to change your way of thinking. He said even Paul himself could say, I wasn't there. But some of the other apostles were there. They were witnesses. But even John said, look, we've handled the word of life, but the same word of life I was talking about, I'm showing you now. Philip, he was there with Jesus when he got to the eunuch. The Bible says he preached unto him Jesus. Not about Jesus, not something like Jesus. He preached him Jesus. Why? Because the same life of God that was expressed in Jesus was now being expressed in Philip. And he took that word of reconciliation seriously. That if he said it, it was just like Jesus saying it. And the same reconciliation from the word of Jesus himself, the man now walking on earth that pulled the disciples out of the world. He said, no, wait up and tarry in Jerusalem. You'll receive the promise of the Father. That's what got him out of there. Instead, he breathed on him and said, receive the Holy Ghost. Yes. That's right. That same word was now in them. And they took that word of reconciliation. And by their voice, they could preach the new man. They could preach the same man, but the man that always was. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, we have to be made totally over by the world. I understand that, but the only reason you could do it in the first place was because God chose you. Because God put something in you to even believe His Word in the first place, or how could you ever be reconciled? And if that doesn't bring you joy, brother, sister, it nothing will. If that makes you scratch your head and walk away and wonder what's going on, I'm telling you why. You're identifying with the wrong being. Yeah. Well, I ain't good enough to be that. Well, good. You got first revelation. You ain't good enough. Now you can say, yes, I'm sure glad God didn't impute my sins to me. I'd have been in big trouble. Sure. That's right. Praise the Lord. He's a good father, though. He don't let you just do whatever you want and never do nothing about it. Right. But at the same time, if God counted iniquity, who would stand? Yeah. Hallelujah. Look, there ain't no good person, ain't no bad person. There's either the grace of God in your life or you're done. Amen. That's right. We don't need to worry about percentages at this point. Some people got that kind of doctrine. Well, I'm 50% good. Don't matter. You fucked the test. I'm 99.9. You're done. That's right. It's either you were a son of God, you've always been a son. I don't even like saying the word were, because we are. Amen. That's right. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Amen. And it does not yet appear what should be, but we know when He comes, we'll be like Him. Amen. Why? Because we're part of the same man He is. So there's no way for me to have eternal life and express any sort of different life than His Himself. Amen. And that ought to tell us that too many times we're in our flesh way more than what we think. You show me where Jesus whined about His ministry or His life or how hard it was. Yep. Well, He prayed at the garden. Don't ever act like you've ever been in a trial that you could even compare to the Garden of Gethsemane. Right. No. Even Job, when he went through his trial, which we would say, probably to our standards, is the worst you could go through. Right. Even he said, when God showed up, I've said things presumptuously. I've said foolish things, and who was I to tell God what to do? So, when we whine and bicker, and you know what's funny? The worst thing about it, and I might have to get a way bigger pulpit for this one, is we will pray, we'll ask others to pray, we'll seek the Lord, seek the Lord, seek the Lord. And then God gives it to you, and then you whine about it. Well, that's not exactly the way I wanted it, Lord. I mean, if this was really God's, you know, God's job for me, everybody loved me here. I wouldn't have no trials here or nothing. How are you going to witness to anybody if you don't go through no trials? If they think you're Superman, trust me, you're not converting nobody. Superman never converted anybody. He just saved people. That's right. He never made anybody else Superman. But this Superman that we're talking about takes people that are nothing and makes them Superman. That's right. That's what Brother Bram said. The real humble man is able to take himself and bring him down to your level and try to lift you up. Amen. Glory to God. Let's just shut our mouths for a while. At least the world think you, how's that go? You think you're wise if you're quiet, right? Or you can open your mouth and prove you're a fool. That's right. See, when we open our lips, when we think and all these things, we've got to recognize that if Christ is really in me, I can always be the Word. Listen now. I can take my situation and be the Word. And you know what? You get a lot better results than any other path you want to take. It sounds like self-help motivation speak, but the difference is this is true. You're either the Word or you're not the Word. And if you are the Word, be the Word. Just be what you are. And you say, well, that's just too easy. No, it's the greatest victory you'll ever have. It's just being who you are in Christ and forgetting what you are in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Whew. I still love you. Listen to this now as we close. Ephesians Church, or Smyrna Church Age. It says, that is, Jesus Christ came forth, died upon the cross, accomplished redemption, restoring to the original owner by means of purchase or paying the price, and thereby placed us as sons. He did not make us sons, for we were already His sons, but He placed us as sons. For as long as we were in the world, in the flesh, we could not be recognized as His sons. We were held captive by the devil, but we were sons nonetheless. And hear this, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, whereby you cry, Father, Father. Upon whom did the Spirit fall at Pentecost? Sons. At Corinth, upon sons, while they heard the Word. What is the baptism with the Holy Ghost? It is the Spirit baptizing you into the body of Christ. It is the new birth. It is the Spirit of God coming in and filling you after you have repented, having heard His Word, and been baptized with water is a good answer of a good conscience towards God. Can you say amen tonight? God's Power to Transform, 1965. Now, it's hard to say this. It's very hard because speaking to people who feel the same way I do and the way I have been for many years. But since the opening of those seven seals of them angels just beyond the mountain yonder, this has become a new book. And that's the same thing we're talking now. It's new as our standards here. Now I can see it for what it really is. But what are we really seeing? We're seeing the message that God intended from the beginning. It's not a new message. It was His real intention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This has become a new book. It's the things that's been hid. It's being revealed as God promised in Revelation 10. He would do it. And we are the privileged people that God has chosen of the earth that we might see and understand these things, which is not some mystical, fleshly thought of a person trying to make it up. It's the Word of God made manifest, proven that it's right. Proven not by science, but by God that it's right. God, as I've said before in a message, God doesn't need anyone to interpret His Word. He is His own interpreter. He says it'll happen, and it happens. He confirms it. That interprets it. And brother, sister, if you want to know if you're really serving the Lord, well, how about you test that? How about you yield yourself to what you think is the Spirit of God and see if what comes out of your mouth actually happens? Because if it don't, you're calling something else the Spirit of God, and it might just be a little impression. Everybody's got, I can't think of it, spiritual. It's not spiritual discernment. It's just, I feel I told you so's, or I feel like it's, or things. That ain't discernment. Discernment is the Word of God. Yeah. Discernment comes and separates the darkness from the light. That's God didn't have some little gray area in the middle. Man created the gray area. And what did that do? That gave the devil enough blind to get in there and kill man. If they just would have left it God's way, we'd have saw black all the way over there and white over here, light shining everywhere. I ain't going over there in that darkness because I know that's death. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But man had to go make it dreary. And here we are at the end time in the grayest of all days. The Bible told us it would be this way. He said a day that you can't call day and a day that you can't call night. But in that evening time, there shall be light. Why? Because I see this new man. And this new man that I've always wanted to see, he's got a wife. And that wife has to be the expression of the same being that the husband is. That's why the prophet, I'm going to get my wife, the Lord will, and draw us. Church age is somewhere around here. But that last age, it's got that light in it. That last age has that light in it. Why? Because we're here. Because we're here. That's right. Because that's the church. I understand that's church, but I wanted the circle with the light in it. That's what I'm saying. Don't I understand you all. I got it. And that's the glorious thing about the gospel, brother. So even that sign over here, and I don't mean to expose this because I just happened to notice it one day. But you know there's one typo on there. There's only one. And this is actually supposed to be Columba, not Columbia. But you know what? That's exactly how God does things. That is the most beautiful. I love that thing so much. That was my grandma and grandpa made that thing years ago. But it's just like us, brother, sister. You know, when Brother Branham preached the masterpiece, you know, Michelangelo would look at this thing for years and he finally gets done. And what is it? History tells us anyhow, that he looked at it and it was finally completed. And he got so overwhelmed with inspiration, he took his mount, hit it on the knee and said, "Speak!" And he said, "There's a big old dash in there." From a carnal man, said, "Why'd you ruin your masterpiece?" But that's what made it the masterpiece, is the one flaw. It looks like it's a flaw, but it's really just to characterize that God intertwines himself in those things.
Amen.
The Son of God, there was a time he looked like the Messiah. Oh yeah, he was healing the sick on every side. He was tearing up the denominational thoughts and all these things, bringing the big masses in, and we're going to go. And oh, wait a minute, you're going to go die for us? He thought you were going to go kill the Romans. And God took his masterpiece and slain it on the cross. But in that, created the real masterpiece. It created the man that could not only live for man, but could literally die for man and then live again. And come back and pull man out of the grimy pit with him. Glory to God. That took a real man. A real man who said, "Oh, sure, I should be clean. I'm a king. I don't need to, but I'll throw off my robes. I'll come down there in that muddy pit, and I'm going to..." Not just a little bit. We were down in there, bro. Just get all the way underneath you until he looked just like you. And pulled you out. And he didn't leave you that way. He said, "No, we're getting out of here. Come here. We'll get back to the image I was before I got down this mess." He looks like a new man, but it was really just the same old man the whole time. That's right. The one from eternity come down. He got us out of there. What'd he do? He took his blood, which is the most Clorox bleach you could find, and just shed us all over in it. Took away every blotch of sin that's ever been in our lives. If you received the Holy Ghost, you did anyhow. That's right. That's your witness, because the Holy Ghost is holy, and he only comes in where it's holy. And if you ain't holy, he didn't come in. But he's coming to the vessels of every believer by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. What's he doing? Expressing himself again. The new man, the wall's gone. There's no partition. There's no division in the body of Christ. Every part is building up the other. Say, "Don't look like that to me." Don't tell me how God to do his... Don't tell God to do his program. He said it's doing it. That means it's doing it, as far as I'm concerned. You know? John had a bold statement to say about that one time. He said, "You know, they left us." He said, "You know what that means? They were never a part of this." And I don't mean just his church. He was meaning leaving the Word. He said, "Demas," and Paul did one, he said, "He's forsaken me." He didn't just say he went to a different church. And you know what? He probably did. He probably still was preaching. He probably didn't go out drinking and carousing and everything else, but he had forsaken the Word. Let down the bars a little bit, and you know, it's all right to do these things in the world, no big deal. What did Paul say? "Demons forsaken me." Loving this present time more than the things to come. You tell me there's hope for a man who does that? No. Why? He's not expressing the new man that we're talking about, because the new man is the Word. The new man was always the Word. And for us to say we're part of him, he's still the Word today. Don't tell me you got a life in you that's leaving the Word. It shows you that you've been hybrid somewhere.
Right.
Not saying you don't got anything, but I'm telling you, the devil's done snuck something in on you. And he's pulling you the wrong way. You're grown crooked. Come back to the Word.
Amen.
It affects anyone in this age. Look, we're to the point now where the devil's got every gun he can have. Every weapon the devil could have, God allowed him to have, is here now. And he's had 6,000 years to figure out how to use them. And he's got everything triggered at anybody who tries to believe this Word.
Amen.
Don't buckle under the pressure. Recognize, I got someone in me, though, devil.
Amen. You're terrified of. Amen.
You know you can't beat him. Yep. And I'm part of him.
Amen.
I'm one with him.
Amen.
And I'm more than a match for you.
Yes, amen.
Make me cough again. I dare you, devil.
Amen.
You watch me pray through. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Thinking this is F, Dad. We've been made more than conquerors. 3:30 if you don't know it. Just the chorus.
We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life.
All your heart now.
Now,
praise your name, Lord Jesus. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Be ye reconciled to God. Wherever you find yourself, I believe you to be a Christian. I believe we've got a group of believers here tonight. Find yourself with a God that seems afar off. Say, Lord, forgive me of my unbelief, my coldness of heart. Knowing, Lord, that that's the only thing that drives you away. But Lord, I'm believing that as the prophet one time had bit a little white lie, said the Holy Spirit went right over there on a branch somewhere, just waiting for me to make it right. So he didn't go very far, just to let me know that I needed to do something. That's where he's at. Just say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, make your nest back in my heart. Lord, I want you just flying overhead. I want you to roost in my heart. I want you to live there. I want your children to be there. I want your life to be there. I don't want nothing of anything else there, Lord. Now, if you got some devil sparrows you done let get in that place, well, you need to get them out first. Say, Lord, tear out every love for anything else out of my heart. He will. As long as you don't love them so much, you keep them there. Or keep him in your back pocket just when he ain't looking. No, just crucify it. That's right. Don't identify with it. Don't have no emotional attachment to it. You're not that in this world anyhow. You're part of this man that we're talking about tonight. You're part of the new man. You're part of Jesus Christ. And that's what you need to identify with. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost already moving on some of y'all. Simplicity. I just love it. It's so simple. Got people trying to think so hard. Don't think. Relax. Say, Lord, I believe you. That's it. It's settled. Lord, fill me anew with the Holy Ghost tonight. Maybe you've never experienced it. Say, Lord, fill me. I want something for real. I don't want nothing just in my head. I want it filling my heart, my life, my words, my actions, my motives, my everything. What do you identify with tonight? Do you identify with the devil's lies? Do you identify with your own unbelief? Or do you identify with the Word of God? That's the results you'll get tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my, now you're sitting in a pole in that. Is that what you're waiting on? Trust me, the Lord's already done talk to you. You don't need another message. I caught that one. You're waiting to hear direct and you already have. You did tonight. Some of y'all I know, you done gave yourself away and just the way you handle yourself sometimes. Hallelujah. But the Lord knows and He cares. That's the main reason. It ain't about Brother Andrew in the first place. It's about Him. And if it ain't Him and me, then I ain't going to help you either. I'll tell you that right now. Brother Andrew's had one of the biggest trials of his life this last week. You know who Miami is? It ain't you all. It's me. I can preach about complaining. Why? I've done it. Why? You get looking at yourself. So anyone who just wants to rededicate your heart to the Lord now? Now mean it with everything that's in you. Don't worry about anything else. Don't just right now say, Lord, I lay it down. I'm going to tell you my whole heart's desire. Don't bring your unbelief. That ain't helping you. You bring your faith. Say, Lord, I bring the sacrifice. I bring my life on the altar. Lord, I'm going free today. That sombering presence. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, have your way tonight. Still believe in the moving of the Spirit? Well, then let Him move. Oh, praise His name. You're not a fanatic. That is Him. I'll tell you that. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. If it's sickness, let it go, sis. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such a liberty, isn't it? It's been that way all service almost. Just such a somber time. Yourself to the Spirit. God still proves He's God. Oh, oh, hallelujah. You can't hide anything in His presence. Jesus. It's not that hard to get the Holy Ghost. You just got to love the Lord. That's all it is. It's not that hard to come back. Just say the word. That same word that said it the first time when it says it through you is God saying it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be bound, go free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Give Him praise tonight. Give Him worship. Since we felt this way here. Praise the Lord for it, though. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Use her, Lord. Let her be what it is for you, Jesus Christ.
I love you, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can come if you'd like prayer tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Privileged people we are tonight. Jesus, I lay hands on my brother. Pray for his nose that clear up. Stomach better, feel better. Lord, you be glorified in his life. Grant it now, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Praise his holy name tonight. Hallelujah.
Mary and him started on a vacation today. And I want you to pray for her to have a safe trip on her back.
Yes. Holy Father, Lord, we lift up Mary and Roger and everyone, Lord, that you bless them, help them, keep strong on the way there and on the way back. May there be no accidents, Lord. May they come home safely, Lord, on fire for you just the same. Grant to them, we pray. We pray your angels be with them. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship him. Praise his name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God in the highest. Praise his name. Praise his name. God's calling you to that next realm up in your experience. That's, I see that on every side.
Yes, my Lord. Jesus.
We talk about how God moves through his body, but everyone thinks it's everyone but you. What about you, brother, sister? Are you part of this? You believe you are. Of course you are. God gave you the Holy Ghost. You're part of it. And be used for the kingdom. Be used for his glory. God's equipped you as an overcomer.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's right. Your faith's already active. Would you believe for big things? Hallelujah. Praise his name tonight. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise don't break the Spirit. It's what the Spirit does. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit's the one that calls souls back. The Spirit's the one that heals the sick. Spirit's the one that casts out devils.
Jesus.
And if you believe you're anointed with the Holy Spirit, well, then say what the Spirit says. Don't doubt all day long. That's why you're not getting nowhere. Well, Lord, if you're really, 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 really moving, he's here. He's moved on you.
Hallelujah.
Open up your heart and trust him. Don't be afraid. Trust him. Say, man, I keep thinking about my son. I keep thinking about him. Well, then claim him already. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, thank you for my promise. Thank you for moving that on me today. That's right. That's yours, brother, sister. It's your inheritance. Glory to God in the highest. Let him have his preeminence. Drop all that unbelief already. Quit giving the devil credit. He hasn't done nothing good. It's pathetic. He's a cheat, steal, liar. Everything wicked you can think of, that's what he is. And we give him all the credit in the world and can't give God nothing. I don't feel it. I don't see it. I don't this. I don't that. You believe it.
Amen.
That's it.
Praise him.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his word tonight. Thank you for the promise, Lord Jesus. See, that's it. Praise his name. Say, Lord, I believe that with all my heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. Break through that wall. That wall ain't even there no more. You're building back up. Glory to God. You're trying to earn God's favor, and he's done poured it on you every day of your life. You'd be the mark somewhere without God's favor. Oh, hallelujah. You gotta let some unbelief keep you from worshiping Him. No, sir. We've already given enough worship to the devil. It's time to worship our God in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, blessed God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Moving those spheres and realms beyond this time and space and all these things that we so worry about. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy of praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Shekinah glory is all around you. You're saying, God, God, come on, God. He's already here.
Oh, in your presence, Lord.
Praise His name.
Hallelujah. I give you glory.
Let's exalt Him
Thank
tonight.
You.
Oh, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, oh, Lord,
You're my Lord. Praise Your name, Lord Jesus. We worship You, Lord. Glory, glory.
Oh, Lord,
You're my Lord.
I exalt
Thee. Hallelujah. I exalt Thee. Give me glory.
Praise His name.
I exalt Thee, I praise Him,
I exalt Thee,
give You glory,
I exalt Thee, oh Lord, You're my Lord. Praise His name.
I exalt Thee, my Lord.
Glory to God tonight. Praise His name. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise Him.
Praise You, Father.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
thank
Jesus,
You for Your presence,
Jesus,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus.
Glory to God in the highest. We lift You up,
Father.
Lord.
Praise
Your glorious name.
Praise You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise
Thank You, Lord, for
Jesus.
Your spirit.
How
Thank
I
You for
you.
Liberty tonight.
I adore You, Jesus.
Thank You,
Praise
Jesus, for Your
Lord
promises.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Thank You for speaking to us, Lord.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise His holy name tonight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. How many's grateful for the Lord Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many's happy you've been changed? You've been.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory that somebody's got a hold of your life.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Just the chorus. I've been changed.
I've been reborn. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it makes when the Lord has His way. All my life, praise God, I've been changed. Oh, I've been changed. I've been reborn. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it makes.
Yes, Lord.
All my life, praise God, I've been changed.
Oh, I've been changed, hallelujah.
I've been reborn, amen. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it makes when the Lord had His way. All my life, praise God,
I've been changed. Oh, just sing free in the Spirit tonight.
I've been changed, I've been reborn, all my life has been rearranged.
Yeah, what a difference it made when the Lord had His way.
All my life, praise God, I've been changed.
Leave it with all your heart.
I've been changed, I've been reborn, all my life.
Clap off for tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One last time now.
I've been changed. I've been reborn. All my life has been.
Hallelujah!
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Praise
Hallelujah!
Praise
Hallelujah!